This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 337 for Tuesday, April 8th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. Ice canola futures are higher on Tuesday morning following a rebound in the commodities and equities markets, moving above the 20, 50, and 100-day moving averages. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are up, while Malaysian palm oil is mostly positive. Crude oil is also making gains. The Canadian dollar is up 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The May canola contract is up $6.30 per ton at $642.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat are steady, while soybeans continue to rise higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its first weekly crop progress report of 2025 late Monday. As of April 6, the U.S. corn crop was only 2% planted, down from 3% last year, but in line with the five-year average. Texas has already planted 59% of its corn crop. Ahead of Thursday's monthly supply-demand estimates from the USDA, the trade expects U.S. corn stocks to be 1.51 billion bushels on average, down 30 million from last month. World-ending stocks would be 288.18 million tons, down 760,000 from the March estimate. Argentina's crop production would be lowered by 700,000 tons at 49.3 million, while Brazil's would be down 90,000 at 125.91 million tons. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordani left his South American corn production estimates unchanged at 122 million tons for Brazil and 46 million for Argentina. The May corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.64. The trade expects the USDA to report soybean stocks at 379 million bushels on average, down from 380 million in March. World-ending stocks would be up 660,000 tons at 122.07 million. The Argentine soybean production estimate would be down 210,000 tons at 48.79 million, while Brazil's would be up 110,000 tons at 169.11 million. Cordonnier left his production estimates for soybeans at 169 million tons for Brazil and 48 million for Argentina. The European Union is planning on imposing tariffs of up to 25% on U.S. imports starting April 15th. Those for soybeans would start December 1st. The May soybean contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.98. The USDA reported winter wheat conditions to be 48% good to excellent, compared to 56% 1 year ago. 5% of the winter wheat crop is headed, while spring wheat planting was on pace at 3%. The trade expects U.S. wheat stocks to be 825 million bushels on average, up 6 million from the USDA's March estimate. Global carryout would be up 310,000 tons at 260.39 million. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.36. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.56. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.